Congressman Don Young yesterday called on Juneau Republicans to support legislative funding for John Sturgeon's legal fight over operating a hovercraft in a national preserve. Young also says that while he is running for re-election, when the time comes for a successor, Alaskans should choose a young person. The congressman told the Capital City Republicans that it takes decades to build up seniority and effectiveness. Young is 83 years old.
And that's something I want you to keep in mind. If you replace me someday, please get a younger person. Not that I have anything against mature citizens, by the way. I want you to know that. I just, because you have to have someone that serves in the House for more than 25 years. And that's a big dedication.
Young says Congress is less effective than it once was. He says that's because committee chairs have lost power.
And I was chairman of Transportation. I ran the Congress. I'm not bragging now, but I had 75 votes. I had Democrat votes, and I had Republican votes. They were loyal to the committee. And if the chairman and if the speaker got frisky and said, you can't do this, you can't do that, I said, you watch me.
Young used colorful language during his speech. He's a former teacher, and he endorsed corporal punishment and criticized laws that prevent 15-year-olds from working.
A lot of what we do is incorrectly as far as education goes. It's requirements of the federal government to get the federal dollar. We have to, we're hooked on this sugar tit, is really what it is. And we're not educating our students. I will tell you, I don't think I could teach today because I can't thump somebody. I used to be a good thumper.
Young encouraged the audience to support state funding to back Sturgeon's lawsuit. The U.S. Supreme Court recently handed Sturgeon a partial victory and sent his case back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Young predicted that the federal appeals court won't change its opinion and the case will return to the Supreme Court. Young was scheduled to speak today at the Tlingit and Haida Central Council Native Issues Forum in Juneau.